Across by steamer to Norway. After spending a week in Copenhagen, she left aboard the steamer Melkur bound for Moss, Norway. The voyage began quietly, but about 3 in the afternoon the water grew very rough. As was her practice in times like these, she spent the hours in communion with God. This was one of the most precious nights of my life. I enjoyed sweet communion with God and the presence of the Lord and angels seemed to be in my stateroom. I had a sleepless night, suffered with fever and pain, yet my soul was filled with thoughts of God's mercy and His precious promises. I could say with heart and soul, I love Jesus. I love my Heavenly Father. I felt that I was breathing in the atmosphere of heaven. I offered fervent and earnest prayer that I might not be content with momentary flashes of heavenly light, but continually have spiritual illumination. Ibid. Because God was to her a never-failing source of light and strength in times of distress, she knew how to encourage others who walked in the shadows. The Melkur landed at Horten, just across the fjord from Moss, and the travelers had to wait an hour for a smaller boat to take them over. At last the boat came, with S.N. Haskell and William Ings on board to escort them back to Moss. By Thursday noon they had reached their destination.